Rubble. I got a sweet tooth, but I stay away from suckers.
For real though.
Nobu in Malibu was my last supper.
We eating good.
I fucked her in rush hour traffic, Chris Tucker. Everybody screaming, gang, gang, gang.
Gang.
The folks come and get you, you gon' tell on the whole gang.
Gang.
She said, can she fuck me with my diamond chain? If I ain't in the bank, then I'm on the plane. About to go get some money or go spend some money.
Yeah.
They stopped me in the airport, had too many binges on me.
Right.
They don't want you to live. They don't want you to ball. Them puss a smile in your face. Yeah, then they pray for you to fall. Hey, young nigga, stay focused.
Yeah.
But I really wanna crash.
Damn.
Think about where you at.
Okay.
Then think about your past.
Right.
Yeah, I really came from shit. But I won't change for shit.
Nah.
My bitch say I'm stuck in my ways.
Yeah.
My wrist say I've been getting paid.
Yeah.
100 shots. Long live Young Dolph.
My role model used to get 100 blocks.
For real. This the Day Sound Blunt podcast show. I am your host, Trey Plus 305. Rest in peace, Young Dolph. For real.
Pinky ring, extra large. Phones all in the garage.
Whoa.
Remember my first menage.
Yeah,
Toy and Britney.
Yep.
I'm shopping for diamonds at Tiffany's.
Tiffany's.
No, I don't got no sense.
That's crazy.
Whistle like a referee.
How that boy slipped like that, man? God damn.
Started getting about 10 a week. Finger on the trigger when I sleep. Yeah, nigga, I'd rather you than me. Backseat smoking.
That's crazy. The man died supporting the black-owned business. He died trying to support his own peoples, you feel me? That's crazy. It be your own peoples, man. It always be your own peoples. I mean, we see this time and time again, year after year. We see it, especially in November. Like, it's crazy. There's something about this November. We always see something like this in the November. A lot of people got killed in November, man. What it is, they don't want you to see Thanksgiving and Christmas? God damn. That's crazy. So I know everybody done heard the news already. Young Dolph passed away today in his hometown, South Memphis. It's crazy. Broke the whole internet. Got everybody going crazy. Got everybody starting rumors. Hell, I even fell for a rumor. You know what I'm saying? It's so crazy.
Oh my God.
For rumors and shit. Shit crazy, man. But yeah, man, the whole city, hell, the whole United States shook. The urban community is shook. For real, man. The whole urban community is shook because Young Dolph was that dude, man. Young Dolph was that dude, man. Hey, trapping, like, he was that dude, man. He was that dude that give back to his community. That's why I fuck with Young Dolph, know what I'm saying? He gave back to his community, know what I'm saying? He held it down, know what I'm saying? But you never know what people be getting themselves into, know what I'm saying? You never know what be going on, man. But we do know what I'm saying, that people could hate you enough to want to kill you. We know that much. How can a person hate you to the point they want to kill you? I don't know, but it's been going on since the beginning of the time. You know what I'm saying? Damn. What today is? Today is Wednesday, November 17th. I know I've been missing for a little minute, man. I've been doing my thing, man. I've been working, man. I've been doing what I gotta do. You feel me? Doing what I gotta do, getting my shit together. It's unfortunate that I gotta come to the show, you know what I'm saying, on the day that Young Dolph died, but damn, dog, that's crazy, man. Lord Jesus. I remember the first time I heard a Young Dolph track. It was, I think, probably like about 2017, 2018, something like that. And I think it was that Preach. I was like, boy, this nigga hard, boy. And after that, like, everything that he dropped, he had hits on it. He had about two or three hits on it, you know what I'm saying? Something that could get the show rocking, the clubs rocking, you know what I'm saying? People could be singing this shit word for word. Like, Young Dolph was that dude, man. Don't never get it twisted. Like, Young Dolph was that dude, man. Young Dolph was, you know what I'm saying, independent, getting that money. He motivated a lot of people, man. He motivated a lot of people in his city, man, and outside of his city, you know what I'm saying? He taught that hustle. I know him and Soulja Boy was going at it, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of Soulja Boy, crazy, man. That boy Soulja Boy dropped a diss song. I don't even know if it was a diss, but Soulja Boy crazy, man. But yeah, man, rest in peace, Young Dolph, man. It's crazy. I know I keep saying that because we really didn't expect that. We didn't expect this. The fans didn't expect to lose Young Dolph on November 17th, 2021. That's crazy. We didn't expect this one. Damn. Man, I'm going to let this play out because this my shit right here, man. I'll be back.
Still in the neighborhood, still eating cold cuts. Yeah. Street nigga, bitch, I'm in the Bentley doing donuts. Yeah. Taught myself how to get millions, ain't nobody show us. From my young nigga, 50 balls. Told me stay down with this shit till it blow up. I got you smoking on some shit you not got. Walk in my soda. Dirty. Used to sign for the packs, now I sign t-shirts and posters. Drop 500 racks to drop the top on that new roaster. Balenciaga the drip. It's dope. First class, Dubai, take a trip. It's dope. Spend a little bit, stack all the chips. Stack it up. I walk in my jail and go crazy. Woo. Can't get money with me, you too lazy. One thing I ain't never did was never, ever, ever let a bitch play me.
Hell nah.
Sorry. I put it down in the city, now I'm up, nigga. Hey. I used to eat 100 peas just for lunch, nigga. Woo. I got fuck niggas recruiting other fuck niggas. Hustle hard, ain't no such thing as luck, nigga.
Hold up.
We was down for so long, didn't have no trust but to go up.
Pull up.
Spending racks and demons on my girl, watching her glow up. Rich nigga still in the neighborhood, still eating coke cuts. Yeah. Street nigga, bitch, I'm in the Bentley doing donuts. Yeah.
Have to, like I said, listen to music to really be touched by what happened. He was a success story when he made it out, but it wasn't only making it out, folks. For those who, you know, again, you may be unaware of his history, his background. Something Young Dolph would do is he would purchase homes, and he always said he wanted to give his son a home for his birthday, essentially. So by the time he graduated high school, he wanted his son to have almost 24 homes. So he is essentially pumping money right back into this community by buying those homes and trying to, again, instill that business mind frame into his children, hoping that would become generational. Vowing his children would never, is how he put it, would never have to live the life that he lived. And that's taking care of his siblings. I think he had two brothers, two sisters, some of which were incarcerated, unfortunately, early pregnancies, you name it, something that we hear much too often, something that, you know, is really a reality for a lot of people. And Young Dolph was, and not to try to paint him in this, you know, all glitter and rainbows way, but even though he had a difficult life, he always said, I don't have, that's not me. I don't have to continue living that life. And I want to show my family how we can overcome. I want to show others, especially those who called South Memphis home. We know this was where he was raised. He was raised by those in the community. He always said it once more, the streets were his father. So this was really personal, and this was home. And that's why you would oftentimes see Young Dolph in particular coming back to this area, Castalia Heights in particular, because that is where he was raised by his grandmother, along with, like I said, his siblings.
Damn. Shout out to Russie.
Yeah.
Oh!
Damn.
Why you fuck his girl?
Hold on.
I'm a player. Quarterback, no NFL. Drippy and Chanel. Playing high, go see in the mansion.
Damn, that boy was.
Elevator was too crowded, so I took the stairs.
Damn, that boy was buying houses. God damn, that was Memphis News station. That was them. They damn. That's crazy. I'm speechless. I can't even get it out. Like, wasn't even expecting that. That was WREG News, Channel 3 in Memphis. Shout out to them. It seemed like she interviewed him or whatnot and knew what he was doing in the community. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people in the comments, she a real one. They took a real one and she put it out there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to her, man. Shout out to that news reporter. Rest in peace, Young Dolph. Damn. I know that's crazy. Rappers always get killed in their hood, man. Rappers always getting killed in their hood, man. I'm telling you, I'm starting to believe it. That being a rapper is equivalent to being out here on these streets having ops, god damn it. I'm sorry. It's kind of equivalent, cause dog, think about it. People gonna hate you. You gonna have a million people like you and a million people that hate you, god damn it.
Oh my god.
It's the craziest shit ever. It's the craziest shit ever. You don't know why you ain't do shit to these people, but just be successful. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you be having to defend yourself, and when you, God forbid, you defend yourself, now you the bad guy. God damn, shit crazy. But that's the way how this shit go on the streets. That's how this shit go on the streets, man. It's crazy, man. It's crazy how people are, you know. I want to say crabs in the buckets, but like I was watching that Kanye West interview with Drink Champs, and he said some real shit. He said Jay-Z told him, like, what crabs doing in the bucket? So how can it be crabs in the buckets? Because first of all, crabs ain't got no business being in the bucket.
Oh my god.
Made me think, god damn it. Why is crabs in the goddamn bucket? Whoever put the crabs in the bucket, that's the crazy person. But crabs supposed to be free in the ocean, goddamn it, swimming free, doing what they do in the ocean. Some say they clean the ocean. I don't know. Whatever. But that's another episode, man. So damn, man, like what do Key Glock and them boys do, man? Like, you gotta take you. I mean, he basically had Key Glock in place. You know what I'm saying? If those who don't know who Key Glock is, that's Young Dolph's little cousin, who is basically is just the top artist, you know what I'm saying, who be doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? Oh no, man. Oh no. That's crazy. That is crazy.
Big boss, CEO on that sugar that pop shit. Pull the trigger, let it sing, I'm on that clock shit.
For real though.
I'm aiming for your top, bitch.
For real though.
Take them heels out before you jump up in this drop, bitch. She asked how much cost syrup in my cup, that's a lot, bitch. Pour it till it's dirty. My Glock got a 30. The family know I'ma get this money, they ain't gotta worry. Four just when I'm swerving. Walk, walk when I'm thirsty. I'ma count paper when a bird start chirping.
Rest in peace, Young Dolph.
I could never ever chase a bitch, it's not worth it. The realest motherfucker I know is me, but I ain't perfect. Roll past my ex bitch house, flexing on purpose. You look good, but your baby daddy broke, bitch. In the trap, they love me like the Pope, bitch. Might as well go hit yourself with a rope, bitch. They call me Dr. Goat, bitch. Big boss, CEO, on that Suge shit. I smoke that killer back to back on that Snoop shit.
Strong.
On that Dr. Dre shit. I'm
that boy gonna be missed, for real, man.
Life outlaw, I'm on that Pac shit.
This is the Day Sound Blunt podcast show, man. Rest in peace, Young Dolph. We gonna get ready to go to another segment. Get it. Welcome back to the Day Sound Blunt podcast show. It's unfortunate, but this, as you can hear, this episode is dedicated to Young Dolph. Rest in peace, Young Dolph. It's crazy. I got some questions, you know what I'm saying? I know I got some questions, like, but that I know ain't gonna never get answered, you know what I'm saying? Like, my question is, why ride around in your hood in a camouflage car, dog, that you know people gonna spot you in, you know what I'm saying? I know you wanna show off your car in your hood, but why? You know what I'm saying? Do that by yourself. You riding by yourself. You know what I'm saying? Why? That don't make no sense. You gotta be low key, dog. Damn. Damn. I had to drink some water.
Oh my god.
Throat was like, ah. But yeah, man, like, damn, dog, like, can't be. You gotta be low key, man. You gotta be low key if you're gonna be by yourself. You feel me? I know you wanna, you're a star, but come on, man, switch it up, man. You can't have people spotting your car. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they got the camo out, the camo by itself, the camo riding by itself. Let's be real. They was gonna get him regardless, dog. They was gonna get him whether he was in that dang old well cookie store or driving, cause they spotted him already. They hadn't already spotted him. It's crazy, dog. Going to get some cookies. Some said it was for his mama. Some said it was his favorite stuff, favorite cookie spot. That's, you know, I feel him though. You know what I'm saying? Going to get some cookies, but damn, that's a bad way to go out, man. That's a real bad way to go out, Dolph. Damn. God bless his soul, man. Man got a family, man had a daughter, man had a son, got a wife, got a mom, got a dad, got a brother, got a sister. Damn. I see they did a little tribute for him on ABC News, the life and the legacy of Young Dolph. I don't know, man. I'm gonna check this out, see what they say. Let's check it out.
Murder of rapper Young Dolph, who was shot and killed at a cookie shop in his hometown of Memphis. The rapper, whose real name was Adolph Thornton Jr., was called an indie rap pioneer by Spotify and was just 36 years old.
I go so hard, make them hate me. My whole life I'm moving. HD. Blue retro, blue AP. Too much ice, don't need AC.
Thornton collaborated with multiple artists from Rick Ross to Megan Thee Stallion, who reacted to his death by tweeting, "I am so sick right now. I am in disbelief. Praying for his family and friends. Rest in peace to my friend, a true legend, Dolph." Joining us now to talk more about Young Dolph's life and career is ABC News contributor.
That shit crazy.
Radio host, Mr. Damn. Mike News. Mike, thank you so much for being here during such sad circumstances. For those of us who may not be as familiar with Young Dolph's hits, tell us a little bit about him.
Hey, Lindsay. Good evening. It's great to see you. I just wish it was under different circumstances. Young Dolph was a father of two children. Young Dolph was a husband. Young Dolph was someone who had a huge impact in his community of Memphis. Young Dolph is known in his community as a philanthropist. He did a lot of turkey giveaways for holiday season every single year. And sadly enough, he was actually back home in Memphis to participate in his annual turkey giveaway. So the tragedy and the irony that he was home doing good for the community, that he was actually gunned down and murdered in his community. As an artist, a Young Dolph, as you mentioned, Lindsay,
that's fucked up.
It is difficult
for real.
Being an independent artist, but Young Dolph had the ability to rise in the charts. He had albums that were.
I'm sorry, you can't even get back to your community, dog. You can't even get back to your community, dog. That's the crazy part about it. Man, back for a turkey drive, about to pass out turkeys, like how most rappers do. You know what I'm saying? Like how most rappers do, pass out turkeys and shit. And these niggas just, nah, nigga, you ain't finna be the one to pass out turkeys. You ain't finna see Thanksgiving. That's how niggas think. That's how these niggas think. Boy, you ain't finna see Thanksgiving. That's how these niggas think out here, man. That's why you can't be moving out here all reckless, know what I'm saying? I know you know you can't be cocky all the time. You can't be cocky and I know that sound crazy, but you can't be cocky. This might sound crazy. You can't be cocky and confident at the same time all the time. That's the reality of it. That's how I feel. You can't be cocky and confident at the same time all the time. Goddamn right. Sometimes you can be too cocky and confident, know what I'm saying? And have your guards down. You might go to your mama house, might go to your sister house, might go pull up on somebody. You ain't even got your fire on. You leaving your fire in your car. Your fire probably can't even save you. The fact that you ain't even peep, you was being followed. That's the scary part. You can't even see the blitz. You never see the blitz. Some people never see the blitz coming, dog. It's so rare for people to see the blitz coming, dog. It's crazy, dog. It's so hard to see that blitz coming, man. For some people, man. Some people just be blessed by God. They get to see the blitz coming and get away. You know what I'm saying? But the way that girl was on social media, she was talking about some she was at the gas station with her son and shit, and she was at the gas station with her son and as soon as she got to the door, she heard the gunshot. She took cover for her son, and then she came outside, seen two cars with a bunch of niggas in it, pulling off. Damn. They wanted that boy. You cannot be in your hood, dog. You cannot be in your hood, dog. I'm sorry, dog. You can't be in your hood without protection. You gotta have protection in your hood, man. When you make it to that level, dog. When you make it to a certain level, you can't be everywhere by yourself. When you make it to a certain level, because that's equivalent to crashing out. Let's just look at a lot of people who went out by themselves and just crashed out. And when you crash out, it don't mean all the time. I know they crash. I know the people be like, "What you talking about, Trey? Crash out is when you go crazy and do some crazy stuff." Nah, sometimes crash out for me mean when you gook out. Sometimes, goddamn it.
You could
gook out some goddamn times and then slip. Crazy, man. Anyway, man, rest in peace, Young Dolph, man. That's a big loss to the rap community, whether people like it or not, whether people want to hear it or not. It's a big loss to the community, the hip hop community, because Young Dolph was one of them niggas, man. He was one of them niggas. Like, let's face it, like, Young Dolph was one of them niggas. He was one of them niggas that was top notch. He probably wasn't at that level, but in independent-wise, being your own boss, he was top-notch. For real. And new music from him. I hope we get like, a deluxe. You know what I'm saying? I hope he recorded a lot of new music. It's going to be... nigga going to always want to hear that new Young Dolph, the latest Young Dolph. You know what I'm saying? However they do it, man. I hope they do it big in this city. Shout out to Memphis. Damn, Memphis, dog. I know that shit hurt, boy. I know it's a lot of people that's sad. I know it's a lot of people that's probably happy. Shit, who knows, man? Like, damn. But I'm gonna end it with one of these songs that everybody used to love. It's nobody that I don't know don't like this song unless you don't know who Dolph is. Rest in peace, Young Dolph. I'm out, man. Thanks for tuning in to the They Say I'm Blunt podcast show. I am your host, Trey Plus. I was your host, Trey Plus 305. Shit, I'm still am. I am your host. And thank y'all for tapping in, man. I'm out.
Everybody love me except for one group of bitch ass niggas. Hey, don't play with me, play with your bitch. Let's go.
Don't play with me.
Don't do that.
Play with your bitch.
Play with your bitch.
Young nigga on some multi-million-dollar shit. Fur coat, half a million worth of ice on. A little like a nigga cut the Christmas lights on.
Shining.
Why the fuck do you be so fresh, dawg? Why you keep your foot on these niggas' neck, dawg? Cause we at the top, but we really from the bottom. Tell that pussy, fuck him, and that's how I feel about him. Heard your intro, your last two mixtapes. I hear you slick dissing, but that shit lying. All that make-believe rapping about cocaine. Don't play with me, ho, got it, you a whole mind. Hey, you went from begging me to sign with you, but I had too much paper.
Facts.
Still that same nigga that used to front your big brother.
Facts.
Found out he a bitch too, now I call him your big sister. Bitch. You still that same nigga that was beefing with a dyke.
But you a gangster though.
I cannot take you serious. They said them pussy niggas on your team earn your draw.
What?
They say you make them pussy ass niggas call you boss.
Hell nah.
But they can't call you king.
Why?
Because that's dope.
Hey.
I can't drink all that 2 liter.
Why?
Because that's raw.
Pull up.
The streets out. That new 488 came with a lot of power.
Ooh.
My little niggas begging to let those systems scatter showers.
Uh-huh.
Don't play with me.
Don't play with me.
Play with your bitch.
Play with your
matter
bitch.
Of fact, when I fucked her, she told me you a bitch.
For real.
And tell that old nigga from my hood with you that he a bitch.
He don't get away.
You make the city look bad, that's the truth.
Damn.
Fuck, nigga, I be in North Memphis more than you. I shot my first 20 videos in my hood.
Trap.
You a puss, I heard they never see you in your hood.
Hey.
Nigga, quit playing.
Stop.
10 M's up, what the fuck? Woo. I'm just saying.
Hey.
Oh, you must be mad, cause they call Memphis Dogland. I'm at the Super Bowl, my money on the fountain cans. Hey, you big head motherfucker, why you hating so much? Oh, I forgot you came up rapping dissing 3 Cent Mafia. I slick dissing and dodging me, nigga. Let's get it popping.
Poppin'.
Oh, pussy ass nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, pussy ass nigga. Yeah. Was talking about me in your song prior to the side.
Damn.
Found my number in her phone and it hurt your pride.
I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah. You found my number in her phone and it hurt your pride.
Hey.
When they hear this shit, they gon' play it 5 times. Got a lot of foreign cars that I get too high to drive. Don't play with me.
Don't do that.
Play with your bitch.
Play with your bitch.
Don't play with me.
Nah. Play with your bitch. And to his children as a legacy.
And you remember the story that Jerita Patterson just shared with us about what he wanted to do for his sons as when it comes to buying and purchasing homes. Mm-hmm. That
generational wealth.
And he was actually, as you can indicate, he was investing, I should say, mm-hmm. in Memphis as well,
right.
giving back here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because he could have lived anywhere.
Yes, he could. Mm-hmm.
But he chose to remain here in Memphis with the people that he loved and the people that helped make his career.
Yeah.